Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jan Huch from PPF. On behalf of the company, I would like to welcome you to the conference call, where we are going to present and discuss the results of the group for last year. We will take you through the presentation that we are streaming on the link that you received as part of your connection instructions. The slides are also available for download on the website of PPF Telecom Group, www.ppftelecom.eu, in the investor section under the financial report header. Let me introduce today's speakers who will be giving the presentation and who will be available to answer your questions after the presentation. It's Mr. Balázs Sharma, the Chief Executive Officer of PPF Telecom Group, and Lukáš Kubesa, the Financial Manager of PPF Telecom Group. The main part of today's presentation will be an update on our operating and financial performance, followed by a Q&A session to answer questions that you might have. And with that, let me hand over to Mr. Balázs Sharma to commence the presentation.
Thank you, Jan, and good morning, good afternoon, or good evening as applicable to each of you. Thank you for joining us today. It's always a pleasure presenting our results to you, and for me it's the second time. 2022 was a very successful year for us, and I thank you again for the opportunity to share the results with you. Let me briefly give you the highlights of 2022. For the most part, it's what I talked about during our previous call back in November last year, as there are very few new events that have happened since, and the business has continued to be on a good track. And hence, it is good news that I don't have much of new news for you today. First part of the slide, the business operating environment in all our markets continues to be stable and favorable. The total number of our mobile customers at the end of December reached 18 million, growing in all our markets. The structure of our customer base also continues improving with sustained growth in postpaid customers. The biggest driving force is obviously the rise of 5G mobile services in 4 out of our 5 markets. And we are slowly progressing also on our presence in the fixed broadband market, where we now have almost 1.1 million subscriptions. On the financials, while Lukáš will talk a little later in details, for just the highlight, we posted a sound growth in EBITDA after leases of 3.1% YOY. Now, there might have been some one-offs at the level of individual subsidiaries, but they mostly cancel each other out. So therefore, by and large, 3.1% growth is the headline figure that we're happy to present today. As I said, Lukáš presents the details and financials soon. Thirdly, we made another progress in simplifying the corporate structure this year. So now O2 in Czechia and Czech Republic and Slovakia are now 100% consolidated under the PPF Telecom Group. And Slovak infrastructure already was separated from the commercial operations back in June last year. So we have arrived at our simplified corporate structure that we wanted to get to. As you also know that last year, we completed the sale of 30% of our stake in Tetin Group to GIC, a leading global investment firm from Singapore. Fourthly, on this slide, Tetin Group has issued its inaugural investment-grade rated euro bond back in April in a very difficult market situation, as you would recall, just post the commencement of the war in Ukraine. And effectively, we were the one reopening the market as the first private issuer from the CEE. All proceeds of this issue were used to partly refinance Tetin Group's term loans. And overall, the gross debt of the group was reduced by more than 0.4 billion euros last year. Tetin is presenting their results very soon after this call is over. So if interested, you could get more details there. Now, while you can look at the slide giving our history and timelines on slide 5, I would like to continue with the market update that's on the slide 6. Now, the slide 6 is broken into 3 pillars per the 3 brands under which we operate. There's a Tetin Group on the left. There is Yetel branded 3 countries on the right, or the customer operations in the 3 countries on the right. And then the O2 branded Czechia and Slovakia operations including the Slovak network operations at the moment. And as you see, the three are evenly divided at kind of a third each of the EBITDA that they bring to the group. Let me proceed with this to the perspective on the region. Now, slide 7 has the regional market overview. As you would see, all our markets have only three principal mobile operators, and the threat from the new entrants are limited for the foreseeable future in each of the markets. We are successfully competing against major Western operators in each country, although Vodafone has decided to pull out of the race in Hungary last year, having sold their business to 4IG. Moving on to the slide 8, where we talk about the market shares or the mobile revenue market shares. On the, as you would notice, our standing in terms of mobile revenue in each market, we've held our ground. There have been some movements, not significant and not market redefining in the markets overall, but typically these movements in each market have been between the other operators slightly gaining or slightly losing from each other, with O2 and Airtel holding their grounds, as I said. Let me now share with you how our operators have been shaping the market last year, what products and services, etc., on the commercial side of it, which is the slide 9. I'll start first with the O2 in Czech Republic and Slovakia. In these markets, we continue the growth of our customer base and profitability across mobile, fixed, and TV, driven by successful bundling strategy in O2. We have rolled out or continue to roll out our 5G network, and on the base of the 5G network, we've rolled out, as already shared earlier, our fixed wireless access or FWA products that continue to be having a good momentum in the markets. The FTTH rollout is gaining momentum in Czech Republic. In Slovakia, our all digital end-to-end digital product called Radost or Joy in English has a good momentum that continued through the year. On the TV, we continue to grow the continuous growth on IPTV. We've been pushing our hardware initiatives, especially on the accessories side, where we have the O2 branded pods that we did the Christmas launch, promotions with, and continue to do well on the hardwares with that. Our omni-channel strategy is doing well, so digital does well, and continuing the journeys from digital to physical channels is working excellently as well. On the network side in Czech Republic, CVUT measures, we were again adjust the best in 5G or best in download speeds of 5G. Moving to Yertel and Hungary, Bulgaria and Serbia, and continuing with the network story, we continue to excel on the network side in these markets as well, with winning the umlaut best in test in Bulgaria and Serbia, being the fastest network in Hungary based on the Ookla test results, and we continue to roll out our 5G in Bulgaria, Hungary, and Slovakia. Now, on the markets in general, the Yertel brand has been gaining momentum with positive market reactions. Steady customer base and value growth has been happening via our upselling and new product portfolios. We see now growth in FTTH and TV through the FY22 in Serbia, which is based on our wholesale or whole buy arrangement with the market leader. So based on that arrangement, we've launched our services that continue to do well and get good traction. We have very recently launched our TV proposition in Hungary and would be continuing to roll it out in Bulgaria and Slovakia through the current year. Our network security product launched last year continued to do well across the markets, and Serbia I already talked about. So with this, I can move from the commercial to slide 10. And before I leave the commercial topics, I would want to take a minute on our Yertel rebranding outcomes. You all aware that beginning of last year or February of last year, we launched our own PPF-owned brand called Yertel in the three markets of Hungary, Serbia, and Bulgaria. These were the markets where we earlier had the Telenor brand. And it was not an easy decision, but what we did was a careful planning. to be able to ensure that when we go with the Airtel brand launch, we maintain the positive positioning in the market of the Telenor brand in Hungary, Serbia and Bulgaria. So after a lot of thinking, we executed the change, and the evidence of our success is in the two charts on the left. The awareness of the new brand has obviously dipped for a while as expected, but recovered very quickly thereafter, and is now very pleased to report that it's at the same levels as before. And likewise, the net promoter score of the Airtel brand has also not been affected. So a perfect execution, to my opinion, which helped us preserve the market position, rejuvenated the brand values, and better connected ourselves with the changing demographics. All of this is coupled with control over the brand, as it's now owned brand of ours, and financial savings that comes with this is an icing on the cake for me. Now moving from here, I mentioned the changing demographics and shifting customer values and expectations. In this sense, the rebranding was a part of our wider sustainability agenda as well, and specifically on what we call the people pillar of our strategy. Let me move to slide 11 to talk more about it. The people pillar that I mentioned about is putting people at the center of our business, listening to our customers and employees, and adjusting our business accordingly. That's one of our four pillars of our sustainability strategy. The pillars are technology, environment, people, and transparency. These are areas where we believe that we can make, as a leading telco service provider, a significant impact. You mostly know that by now, as all of you probably remember, even the last call we talked about it, that we published already last year our inaugural sustainability report, having brought together the multitude of sustainability-related initiatives that are going on across the group's companies, and having formalized them in one consistent ESG strategy at the group level. If you haven't seen it, you can please access it from the from our group's website. I will not dwell on the technology pillar much because that is our bread and butter. That's our core business, where we every day endeavor to bring more and more capable, safe, secure, and affordable networks to our customers. At the same time, we are in the business of, on top of those networks, creating business and lifestyle solutions for our customers, helping them manage their lives better and such that they can reduce their own personal or corporate impact on the environment. And we help them doing that as a business. That's the technology pillar. What I mainly want to highlight today is our progress in the reduction of the group's impact on the environment. We measured our greenhouse gas emissions for all scopes 1, 2, and 3. Not an easy task, but we've completed that, and we've duly published the data with the Carbon Disclosure Project. And the group has also publicly committed to the science-based target initiatives. We are now working on setting a decarbonization target and preparing a program for reducing the greenhouse gas emissions. In terms of the electricity that we use for our network operations, in Serbia it was already 100% green, and we are working on ways to further increase the share of renewable energies in our energy mix. Very recently, we signed a 10-year power purchase agreement to buy electricity for Cetin and Yetil in Bulgaria, generated by a photovoltaic power plant that's due to go online later this year. All this and more, including sustainability reports of our subsidiaries, you can find in the sustainability section of the Telecom Group's website. So lastly, to close the energy part, with the Bulgaria PPA coming into effect by the end of this year, we as Telecom Group would have reached 25% of our energy consumption for the operations to be from the green sources. Well, with this, I close my part of the presentation and hand over to Lukas to update you on the financial and operational performance of the group.
So good morning. So let me comment on our financial performance in 2022 on my slide 13. Our consolidated revenue grew by more than 5% year over year, while domestic revenues, excluding the low margin international transit, grew by almost 6% compared to 2021. The growth is positively influenced by FX appreciation of Czech crown, roughly 4% year over year, and by the continuous demand for our telecommunication services related to the higher data consumption and 5G. The migration of prepaid customers to contracts also contributed positively. In some countries, we had to increase prices to compensate for higher costs due to the inflation. EBITDA after leases increased by 3%. All segments contributed positively in underlying EBITDA growth. There has been negative one-off in Hungary of 18 million euros, represented by newly introduced extra profit tax imposed for the next following 2 years to selected sectors, including telecommunications. There is positive one-off in Bulgaria of similar amount related to the tax provision release. On top, 2021 figures in case of Serbian segment includes also Montenegro, which we have sold at the end of 2021. So excluding these one-offs and with stable FX rate, the growth of EBITDA would be 4%. EBITDA is negatively impacted by the growing cost base, mainly energy cost, but higher price and the increased consumption driven by 5G and higher personal costs. Our total capex increased by 44%, mainly due to the acquisition of 5G spectrum in Hungary. Excluding the spectrum, capex has increased by 25%, driven principally by the substantial investment in mobile networks modernization, 5G rollout and fiber rollout in the Czech Republic. Capex to revenue ratio, excluding spectrum, has risen from 14% to more than 17%, reflecting current mobile networks investment peak. Cash flow, excluding one-off spectrum payment, remains healthy. It declined by 20% year-over-year, mainly impacted by the higher capex for the network modernization and higher operating costs. On slide 14, you can see that the total number of our customers, of our mobile subscribers, is growing in all markets. And more importantly, the number of contract customers, the most valuable segment, continue to grow. I want to point out that after the listing of O2 in Q1 2022, we have aligned the reporting of their subscriber base to the rest of the group from Q2 onwards. In Slovakia, we excluded the fixed wireless access contracts that were previously reported as mobile subscribers. In Czech Republic, we have changed reporting of prepaid customers from 13 months active to 3 months active criteria, consistently with the rest of our subsidiaries. The historical figures were not adjusted. On my slide 15, we show the development of ARPU for each subsidiary. The customary seasonal variation aside, we can see a solid growth in other countries and Slovakia in local currency terms. The Czech ARPU in local currency slightly declined, but it's offset by the changes in FX rate. In Hungary, due to the depreciation of Hungarian forint, the euro term value of ARPU decreased. Slide 16 shows the development of our fixed service footprint. The growth in active fixed broadband lines set in Czech Republic continues, and it is now driven predominantly by the newly deployed fiber network. In 2022, we almost doubled the number of active fiber connections. The composition of Cetin's access network is further improving, with only 11% of its lines in the most remote location remained at speeds below 50 megabit per second. Also, O2 broadband and O2 TV subscriber base are growing, in line with the trends of previous periods. In localities where speed of fixed network is not sufficient, O2 is offering fixed wireless access connection through newly built 5G network. We are gradually building fixed presence in other countries, as already Balázs mentioned, although the scale is incomparable to the Czech Republic. We introduced fixed wireless access services through 4G and 5G network in Slovakia, Bulgaria and Hungary, and their numbers are growing steadily. In Serbia, we have started to build our fixed presence through wholesale access into Serbian Telecom FTTH network, and as well, we are providing to our customers the IPTV and OTT services. We are developing our group TV platform. On slide 17, let me briefly comment on the inflation. Inflation is growing everywhere. In our countries of operation, we are hit slightly more than in the rest of Europe. Our business is most affected by higher energy costs, to operate our network and by pressure on the personal expenses. The energy cost increased by 57%, although the growth is partially driven by the increased consumption, especially with the introduction of 5G mobile services. Going forward, we see that the situation with the energy prices is stabilizing, and both spot prices and the long-term forwards one are decreasing. As already mentioned, in Bulgaria, we have secured favorable fixed price for the next 10 years through a power purchase agreement for solar energy, which will cover our consumption in Bulgaria and contribute significantly to our ESG ambition. Personal cost increased by almost 13%. This is partially due to higher number of FTEs for new projects, but we also see pressure resulting from the labor market tension. CAPEX related to 5G and other mobile network equipment is generally covered by long-term contracts with the vendors, usually without automatic inflation indexation. But where we see increase in, of prices is the implementation and construction works, where prices increase significantly. To be able to continue delivering best quality of our services to our customers and sustain the high pace of investment into the networks, we have to reflect this significant cost increase into the prices towards our customers. In Bulgaria and Hungary, we have applied inflationary clauses in customer in client contracts. In other countries, we have implemented the price increases. On slide 18, just to briefly update you on the upcoming spectrum auctions in our market. As you can see, the wave of the major spectrum auction for 5G is behind us in the Czech Republic, Slovakia and Hungary. We expect an auction for 700 and 800 MHz spectrum in Bulgaria this year, and the auction for 5G spectrum in Serbia we expect to happen early 2024. Going on slide 19, the group's total financial debt has decreased in 2022. We have used 325 million euro of the proceeds from the sale of the minority stake in Cetin Group to repay the better part of O2 loans, and in November 2022, we have fully repaid also the loan originally raised for the spectrum acquisition in Hungary. The consolidated net leverage has accordingly decreased to 2.4 multiple of EBITDA after leases, safely below our 3.2 times leverage threshold. In April, we have issued inaugural investment grade rated bond at Cetin Group level. The proceeds were used in full to refinance part of the term loans of the Cetin Group. The group continues to keep a substantial amount of cash on its balance sheet, almost 500 million euro at the end of 2022. We have one minor bond maturing in December this year. Our current plan is to utilize the revolving credit facility that we have for this purpose, and we are working on securing backstop credit facility to cover refinancing of our 600 million euro bond maturing in May 2024. And this is all from me. Thank you for your attention. Back to Jan.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of the company presentation. We are now ready for your questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. If for any reason you would like to remove that question, please press star followed by two. Again, to ask a question, please press star followed by one. As a reminder, if you are using a speakerphone, please remember to pick up your handset and please do ensure to unmute locally. Our first question today comes from the line of Philippe Lecave from ODDO BHF. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, thank you for taking my questions and congratulations on your results. First of all, just for clarification, we see that you have a lot of cash on your balance sheet, and you mentioned that you will repay the 16 bond in 23. Again, the 600 million euro PPF outstanding bond, which is maturing, how are you going to refinance them? I didn't get it in the presentation.
Yes, so we are going to refinance it. We are currently working on securing with our core banks the backstop committed undrawn credit facility. So this is the backstop credit facility we want to have in place probably during April. And of course, if the markets for the potential bond issuance will be good between now and the maturity, we can consider the issuance of the new bond.
And this backstop credit facility will have the same size as the 24
yes.
bond of 600 million?
Yes.
Okay. And you are currently in negotiations for securing this loan, as I understand, this facility?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Then secondly, if I can, in terms of dividend payments, how are you pursue your dividend policy in the next years? Because you paid out always dividends, and will this continue in the future, or will you reduce dividend payments?
Our dividend policy or dividend payouts is driven by our financial policy. So we are always looking at the leverage threshold of 3.2 times, which we are currently significantly below it. We always are looking for the capex need we need in our business, and only the really remaining cash we are distributing to our parents. There is no minimum dividend we have to distribute. For example, this year or in 2022, we decided to lower our planned dividend and repay fully the loan we had in Hungary. So we have flexibility in this.
Okay, thank you. And then maybe last on CapEx, could you give us a soft guidance for this year and next year?
We are generally
on the same level.
Yeah, thank you for this question. We are not generally giving the guidance, but you can see in our historical capex to revenue ratios. Now, for let's say 2 years, and maybe next 2 years, we will be in the peak because of the investment into the network. So modernization and 5G network rollout in all countries we are experiencing now is a peak. So we expect that we will gradually decrease to the level we was, let's say, 2019.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, thank you really much for my question. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please do press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. The next question today comes from the line of Loic Cathenaud from Columbia Threadneedle. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yes. Good morning. Two questions on my side, please. The first one is on the revenue growth. What would be the underlying pro forma growth, excluding FX impact, please?
There is appreciation of the Czech crown, which is roughly 4% in 2022. So the Czech revenues are impacted by this. On the contrary, there is decrease in or depreciation of the Hungarian forint, which is roughly 8-9% in 2022. So these are the two effects of FX. To be honest, I don't have the numbers in my head right now, but it will be probably slightly lower than what I reported, the 6%. So I would assume 4-5% would be the underlying growth without the FX impact.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And my other question is in the light of what you just mentioned in terms of potential refinancing and having the facility, assume in case you don't feel it's the right time to come to the bond market. I just wanted to check if you had revised your view as to whether being investment grade would be worth it for PTF Telecom.
As we already mentioned several times in the past, we are fine with our current capital structure and our current rating. So we are not looking at B investment grade right now.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you. As a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question on today's call, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. Our next question today comes from the line of Magnus Scherman from Reorg. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. I wanted to check if you're considering bidding on any of the tower infrastructure that's currently for sale in the region. Thank you.
Thank you for the question, Martin. We do not comment as a policy on any M&A under process, whether it's for buying or selling.
Thank you. There are no additional questions waiting at this moment, so I'd like to pass it back to the management team for any closing remarks.
This is Jan Hook again. Thank you all for attending today's call. If you still have any follow-up questions, you are welcome to contact our investor relations, and we will be happy to oblige as usual. And now, on behalf of the company, I would like to terminate today's call. Thank you. Goodbye.